section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of a Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Hey everybody, I'm Heather.
And this is Vanessa.
And we're Heather and Vanessa Eat Mexican. How are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm still tired from last night. Oh, Lord, child.
Yeah, well, you know, we just went out to the club last night. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, we always have fun, girl. Tangeray and just, ooh, sexy men dancing around stuff. But I'm tired.
You tired?
I did not lead in well to that. I'm sorry. Well, let's first talk about where we're at. I mean, we're at your crib tonight doing the recording. It's cold up here. It's Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is like, you know, so far away from your house.
Right, and it's up in the northern hemisphere, and it is just freaking cold, girl. I brought my lugs. I was wearing this to keep my feet warm. They're called lugs, right?
Well, there's some called lugs and some are called Uggs.
Oh, yeah. Mine's off-brand. I get them at Walmart.
I think those are Wugs.
The Wugs Tan Clan. That's a whole nother story, though. But I just want to say, I really like your place here. This is nice. You got a nice setup. All right.
That wasn't on my sheet.
Well, we can't just do everything that's on the sheet. We got to kind of ad-lib as we get into it. We got to act like we've been doing this. This is our second episode ever. Well, people are demanding professional analyses.
This is Heather and Vanessa 2.5.
Yeah. Pause, mark, and record again. I'm Heather. Anyway, let's talk about what we did before we went to the club.
Yeah, we went out and I took you out for a real nice dinner.
I know, like when you picked me up in your Cadillac, you said, Heather, I'm going to take you out to dinner tonight, my treat. And I was like, oh, shit, she got her link card.
So, yes, we went to Taco Bell.
Oh, Lord, girl. That's some cray-cray stuff there.
Yeah, I tell you, you're going to Taco Bell. You know, the funny thing about Taco Bell is this Taco Bell that we went to, Taco Bell's on one side of the street, Kentucky Fried Chicken on the other side of the street. You would think when you go into Taco Bell that the Mexicans would be working there.
Yeah, girl.
But no, they're working at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's so crap. You know, it's like people in Wisconsin don't know what their roles are in the minority.
I know. Why is all the black people working at Taco Bell?
I know. It's crazy. But anyway, we was in Taco Bell. That just did not go well. We was in Taco Bell, and we was going to take our order. And I kept seeing this girl. She was sitting at a table by herself, and she didn't have no food in front of her. I'm like, why you at Taco Bell with no food? And she sat there, and she just kept looking around. She looked angry, but I think that's just part of what her people look like. And so we got our food, and I went and got my tea, my sweet tea, and we was eating. And I noticed she moved to a different seat on the other side of the restaurant. And I saw that she started taking out her makeup from her bag. And I was like, what is this girl doing? If you ain't got your shit together before you come to Taco Bell, I don't understand it. Anyway, I was eating my tacos. And by the way, thank you, in case I didn't say thank you last night. You're welcome. I'm just trying to include you, Vanessa. Come on. Anyway, I looked over, and she got her cell phone out.
Ooh, a cell phone.
Yeah, and I think it was pay-as-you-go. It was
That's what I was going to say. It probably wasn't an iPhone.
Oh, girl, I don't even have one of them.
It's probably a flip phone.
No, it was a regular. It looked nice. But anyway, I digress. That means let me get back to what I was saying. That's white people talk for let me get back to what I'm saying. Anyway, I look up and she starts taking selfie pictures of herself at the Taco Bell, sitting alone with no food. What was that girl's problem?
I don't know. You know, I don't know why you take selfies at Taco Bell. If you're going to be that low class taking selfies at Taco Bell, maybe you should wait like 15 minutes and take one when you're in the bathroom.
Right, because to me, she was just a ratchet. She was just looking like a ratchet. Like, and then she was taking them from different angles with her face and stuff. And thank God it was just her face, Vanessa, because I am not a small girl by any means. But this girl has stuff rolling out the top, out the sides of the top of her pants. She has stuff rolling up out there. So thank goodness the selfies were just above the shoulders. And she did three or four of them, just different angles. And I wanted to get my cell phone out and take a picture of her taking a picture of herself, which is a, what would you call that? Like a,
I'm not sure. Maybe you could have taken a selfie of you taking a selfie of her.
Right. I take a selfie of me with her in the background doing a photobomb selfie. That was so funny. But anyway, and I was like, well, at least she's not doing the duck face. Guess what?
Oh, duck face come out of nowhere?
Oh, Lord. She had a duck face as it was, but she did a little lip duck face thing. And so I was, that girl, she was just nasty. And I was like, you know what I think? There was two girls at their restaurant that didn't have no food. It was just waiting around. You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think they was hookers.
Hookers?
Girls of the night. Red Light District girls. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Is your sister still doing that?
No, she's not anymore.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But, I don't know why you hang out at Taco Bell. You know, especially if she's a hooker, because you eat some Taco Bell, get some tacos in you. Taco Bell doesn't stick with you too awful long.
No, it doesn't. So.
You're going to be on your man later, and then, you know.
You're going to be on your man? Well, he's not your man. You're going to be on the customer.
Getting the squirts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You're talking about diarrhea in the first segment. Vanessa, we are all trying to do a professional show here, and what do? You start talking about hookers having diarrhea on the customers. Get your shit together.
It's going to be a long show.
I know. You've got like 4 pages of jokes, and I'm just waiting. But anyway, no. So, do you take selfies?
No, I don't. Not too often.
Yeah, nobody wants to look at my ass anyway.
I definitely don't take selfies of my ass.
I got wide zoom lens there for mine. Do you have an iPhone?
I don't have an iPhone.
What kind of phone you got?
I don't know. It's just a ghetto phone.
A ghetto phone. Oh, Lord. So what else has been going on with you? I mean, you know, off the cuff.
Not too much, you know. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Eating chicken.
Ooh.
Having some water.
Some wings. Oh, you said you went to Taco Bell the other morning.
I did go to Taco Bell the other morning.
And they got breakfast now.
They do have breakfast.
Was it?
Come on, Vanessa. Get your shit together. How much Tanqueray have you drank?
I just like the way you say some words, especially when you say angry.
Now, girl, sometimes my voice goes to different ranges, and I understand that, but I'm a big girl, and that's what, because I'm talking from my diaphragm. Vanessa, okay. I have. Try to talk from your diaphragm.
Hello?
That's good, Vanessa. That is so good. That is good.
But, yeah, I had Taco Bell the other day for breakfast because, you know, they started breakfast last week, and I thought, what hell? I was going to give that a shot. So I went out there. You know, I took my rent check to Taco Bell. And they really don't have
so your rent's going to be short, $3.78.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I got the thing, and it's like a it's supposed to be like a Crunchwrap thing, but it's for breakfast. And so it's the tortilla, and I didn't know that it had potato in it, but it had potato.
You're not supposed to eat potatoes, girl. That's against your diet.
Yeah, well, you know.
No starch for you.
So it had potato, and then on top of the potato was powdered eggs.
They was just powder?
Well, no, but there's powdered eggs. I mean, you could they weren't real eggs. They were just like add water eggs.
Oh, add water eggs.
And so they's nasty anyway.
I get those from the government every time I go in the cheese line.
And then bacon. And then
Ooh, shredded cheese, girl.
The bacon was good, but the shredded cheese, you would think would be melted, but it was still shredded.
That's because it was fresh, girl. Usually,
yes, the cheese
but it wasn't heated up. It's cold. It's cold.
Yeah,
breakfast.
It wasn't very good. If you've not had Taco Bell breakfast yet, I would suggest you just stay home and have some cereal or water, whatever you got.
Cereal with water. That's what we have at our house sometimes. I mean, it's tough times. Tough times.
Sometimes
tough times.
We just eat dirt with water.
Just dirt and water. That's coffee.
Oh, what?
Oh, girl. Well, you want to play a song and then we come back and tell about after the club what happened to us. Yeah. We are going out of sequence. We're talking about before, which is good. Then we go to talk about after the club. Then we go to talking about the club. And then we go and talk about tonight.
Maybe we should talk about this and then we'll talk about the club and then talk about after the club.
That's probably a good idea. All right, folks. We'll be back. And this song is by Hellbound... Hellbound Glory. That's a weird sounding name for a band. And the song is called Living with the Shades Pulled Down. And I think we chose this because we thought those bitches at the Taco Bell was hookers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Leroy, tell us about the hookers.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
folks. Welcome back. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And we are Heather and Vanessa
Eat a Mexican.
Not Eat a Mexican.
Sorry. I was thinking we ate steak. We did not eat a Mexican. There was no lewd acts performed at the restaurant.
No, but I'll tell you what, that one that was, we were not supposed to be talking about that yet. We should probably save that for later.
Okay.
That act like you have not heard that joke, everybody. Anyway, welcome back to the show. And like I said earlier, we were at the Taco Bell before the club. Then we went to the club. Girl, it was bumping.
Yeah, we was dancing, having a good time.
And it was packed.
It was as most packed I've ever seen that club.
Oh, it was assholes to elbows.
I thought you was going to say assholes to assholes. Well, assholes that, to dickholes.
Are you talking about docking? Anyway, that's white guy stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so we was at the club. And you know, like last, it seems like every time we go to the club, we have problems. Last time, it was Felicia not buying drinks.
Oh, that bitch is a bitch.
I'm glad she gone. She way gone. Supposedly, there's some new girl in the group called Patricia now, but I haven't met her. But anyway, I digress. Again, that means I go back to the story that I was talking about.
She's using big words again.
You know, this podcasting thing, you gotta act like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and this being your second and a half time.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I'm taking over the show. I know how you get. So what did you think of the club? What did you think last night?
Well, it was pretty good, you know, except for there was a couple times people was pushing and shoving and kind of just like, hey, I was going to go right over here. Get out my way.
Yeah, and you know, here's my thing. When you at the club, there's a dance floor. There's a dance floor. Everybody report to the dance floor. The dance floor. And there's plenty of room for everybody. Everybody, you pay your $15 cover charge and you pay $8 for a tangeray. You know, you're putting money out there. You want to have a good time. And then some ratchet bitches come in, acting like they own the place. They have four or five drinks. They're trying to hold all of them. And they just start elbowing and pushing and shoving and trying to get to the front of so the DJ can see them. You know? And I'm like, bitch, you better step off. I was getting mad.
I was getting mad, too. You know, I was usually a pretty peaceful girl, but I get fucking angry.
I know you do, girl. You get angry. You get so angry. There was that one girl, that white girl come in. Pardon me.
Yeah, you was talking about that Tiffany or whatever her name was.
I don't know what that bitch's name
was. I was trying to think of a white name. I couldn't really think of that.
I don't think that we actually talked to her to find out her name. But anyway, I digress.
Ivory, I think her name was Ivory.
But anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Tiffany or Ivory walked in the door.
Ivory. I just got that joke. That's good. Anyway, Ivory walked up in that bitch and she, you know, and all those white girls, they want to go up in front of the DJ and just dance and flash their boobies. So, you know, they'll see because they want to sleep with the DJ. And I'm like, whatever. But, you know, they don't own the place. You know, we all paid our $15. There's plenty of room for them skinny-ass white girls.
Nasty-ass white girls.
Hoes.
Somebody needs to eat some Taco Bell or something. Put some meat in their ass.
Oh, geez. So we was dancing, you know, and there's this other girl came up, and she tried to do it. And I tell you what, I just stood my ground. I put my weight on my butt, you know. Just balance that, and I start shaking that booty. And she's like, excuse me, I'm trying to get over there with my friends. I'm like, bitch, you ain't got no friends. If they were your friends, you wouldn't be going to them. They would be coming to you.
That's right.
L's to the years. Oh, man.
Stupid wild bitches.
It was so hot. It was so hot in there. I was sweating like, I was sweating like a whore in church. And that is a lot of sweating. That is weird.
That's nasty.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm gonna tell you something. I thought last night I was gonna get lucky. So before we went to Taco Bell, when we was getting ready for the club, I had my hair up and did, but I don't know if I should say this, but I shaved my vagina. I shaved my vagina last night before we went to the club. Ooh.
You shaved it all the way off, or did you make a nice design in it?
No, I shaved it all the way off. But I cut myself a little bit on the lip. Ooh. And so when we was dancing and stuff, you know, I started to sweat. And I don't wear underwear.
Nobody should wear underwear.
No, that's nasty.
Restrictive.
Restrictive. But the sweat started rolling into that cut. That salty sweat. And oh, my pussy burned, girl. My pussy burned. And it's not, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. But it's kind of like episode 2. I'm just laughing for no reason. But do you ever have that problem where you nick your clitoris?
No, I said I don't use. I don't. My voice is totally changed.
Girl, are you coming down with a cold?
I think so.
Oh my lord! Said,
but
wait for it, folks. You know what I love about you, Vanessa? Why I love doing a show with you, Vanessa? You just crack yourself up, and it's so funny because you know the joke before we do, and you're already laughing.
I didn't have a joke that time. I was just so cracked up about my own voice. I was like, well, it even sounds different to me. But yeah, you know, I don't shave mine clean off.
Oh, you do a design?
I do a design. Sometimes I do a little arrow.
Arrow, which way is it pointing?
It depends so on my mood. Sometimes it's pointing to the side. Sometimes it's pointing up.
If you're on your period, it's pointing up. Yeah. If you're not on your period, it's pointing down. And if you're in between, it's from one side to the other. I understand.
Sometimes it's a stripe. You know,
so your hair grows really fast and you can make all those changes.
Every other day, I got something new going on.
You got like a full beard on your vagina after one day. You're like a mountain man. Vanessa, this show is so fun. I don't even care if anybody listens to this.
Everybody was like, your show is so stupid. We're like, what are you talking about? We laugh so damn hard.
We don't care. We just don't care. Oh shit! So you.
But I never got any sweat in my pussy cuts.
Well, you don't want any, and that's what aggravated me. I was already aggravated by that. Then them white bitches come and push their way through with the elbows, you know. And usually, like you said, when we're at the club, it's all about peace and love and everybody getting along, and we try not to be agitated.
Yeah, because I get fucking angry.
But you get fucking angry. So, oh, girl.
Just wait till we get the last segment.
I know, I'm expecting a lot from you. You have talked it up. But we got two more to go. So let's get her done, girlfriend. How the kids? How are the kids doing? The
kids doing good.
They good?
Chantel's doing good. Tyrone is doing pretty good.
Is Jerome out of jail?
Yeah.
Good.
I think so. I don't know. I stay out of his business.
Are you guys estranged?
Yeah. He's a stranger.
No. Well, I say estranged. That means that you guys are a family, but you're not talking.
Oh, you got to keep using them big words.
White folks won't listen to this if we don't talk like that.
Talk edumacated?
Yeah, edumacated. That's why we talk about pussy sweat. Salted pussy sweat. You're going to choke on your Colt 45. Oh, shit. Well, did anything else happen at the club?
Well,
oh, God. Oh, my Lord, girl. I think you is coming down with cold.
Gurgling up a little something.
You know what's good for a cold?
What's that?
This is what you do. Before you go to bed, you put Vicks Vapor Rub on your feet. And then you put socks on. Clear your shit right up, girl. Try it.
I'll give that a try.
Don't put it on your vagina. I said on the bottom of your feet.
That probably hurt on your vagina.
Oh, Lord.
But I tell you, sometimes you go to the club, and this happened last night. We went to the club, and there was three different DJs. playing.
Yeah. Ironically, that they had five people on one DJ.
Yeah. And you know, they, it was weird. Never saw a DJ with merch before.
Yeah, that was weird.
And I was like, you know, I like all three of these DJs. I'm going to get some shit. So, it's so I went over to get some stuff. And, you know, the guy who started the show off, he had a T-shirt. I was like, oh, I'll take one of your T-shirts. He's like, $15. I was like, okay. Then the guy who finished the show off, the headliner DJ, I guess you call him.
Yeah, the main DJ.
He had a T-shirt. I said, I'll take one. He's like, $15. I was like, oh, I'll take one. I went over to the middle DJ, and I said, I'll take one of your shirts. He's like, $20. I was like, $20? You're in the middle.
I know. You know what I mean? Like, you, the mediocre DJ at the beginning and the headliner and the best DJ, their shirts were the same price.
I know. So I don't know what.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe because they was.
I know the reason.
Oh, do you?
Yes. My cousin Jerome.
Is he a DJ?
No. He used to do shirts for people. And that middle DJ, the problem they had is the middle DJ had too many colors in the shirt.
Maybe.
Think about it. The more colors, the more cost.
Well, I don't care. I didn't buy one anyway.
Did you buy one anyway?
No, I didn't buy one anyway. Which I wanted one, but I wasn't going to spend that much money.
Yeah, I know. Hey, and they didn't even take link cards.
I know. That's what I said.
I'm like, whatever. Anyway, so do you want to hear another song or do you?
Yeah, let's play a song. How about we play? Let's play this Ludacris song.
Oh, girl, Ludacris in his house.
Yeah, let's play some What's Your Fantasy, the remix version.
Oh, yeah, girl. Get it. Go ahead and push that button.
All right.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Remix.
Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to say.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but you gotta let me know what's your fantasy. You know what I need? Somebody who can come and lick the click. Nice. And a nigga who ain't thinking about a Trina LP, and I make him go and get my shit. We can go from a fly ass Jetta to a coupe de ville, hotel tally ho or the Beverly Hill.
Right.
A real nigga, not the run of the mill, to come and spank me and make me shoot the kid from the kitchen.
Then you can move me
to the jacuzzi
and out the booty.
Come and do your duty. Me and Fat Dick Ludacris making us a movie. Yeah. Butt naked in a bed of cash, make stuff stutter when I bare my ass.
Yeah, baby, remember about you, a thing of the past.
'Cause I'm a bad bitch and I'm off the glass, having sex and Lil Jess Menage a trois. Getting butt wild no matter where we are. Any 500 in the back of the car, in the dark ass car, on the back of the bar. Never walk, never ever wanna leave. Work for me like the league overseas. I want a man to fulfill my needs. Keep my body trembling and buckle my knees.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to say.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good. I wanna do it where your girl gon' see it, get mad at me. I want a nigga that'll grab the weave and turn my eyes Chinese. Tell me, baby, can you handle me? I wanna do it all in your mouth, then I pull the ass out, make it bounce till you pass out. Or we could cut up in the grass and get the neighbors a flag. Can you tell me who the bad motherfucker now? Said it won't take a nigga back to the crib. And it won't do all the things that I never did. Like a boner, top of the projects getting head. Or you can find me in a drop on Dubs in the candy red. I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride, keeping the pound with them K's on the side. But it's okay, I'm gonna break something tonight.
Ooh.
Get on your knees and I'll show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coop, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. Damn, and stop. I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, know what's your
Then I lick me from my ass to my clit. Then you gotta suck the pussy while I sit on your dick. And I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get stiff. And rub a dub up on my tits while I nut on your lips. Nigga.
I'm a BK bitch, let her ride dick, ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, same old shit, boss in his mouth, FOX, call me rough sex. Pissy when a bitch get right on the X, get it right on X, fuck him, check, right to the neck. Bitches go right, Fox, right to the left. They can't fuck, burn in his chest, 36 D's, proud on the breast, fast, send him home, not on his breath. Four. How you think a bitch got my rep? 3 mil, still BK to the depth, still don't give a fuck, still pose naked, still specializing, slit niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5, bitch still spend big faces, big crown, brown, whole first places. You know what you could do, nigga? You could lick, lick me from my ass to my clit. Ever rub a dub up on my tits, blood, nut on your lips.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fancy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. So good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta nick, no, what's your fact to see?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta nick, no, what's your fact to see?
I wanna lick you from your head.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is
Heather and Vanessa eat Mexican.
I did it again. Lord, we had problems with that last time.
We did.
I don't know what it is. We got to do something about that.
I think the last time it was the complete opposite, too. I think I left out the A.
But your cookie kids, we ate a steak.
Yeah. So, you know what we did eat last night, though, was we ate some McDonald's.
Oh, girl, because after the club, I was trying to soak up some of that alcohol with some greasy cheeseburgers. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We left fairly early from the club because of all the bitches.
Yeah, stupid white Ivory bitch.
Sometimes you don't filter yourself, Vanessa, on this show. I cannot be responsible for angry hate letters.
I can't. Them crackers piss me off.
Usually, which is odd, because usually you're a very, very, very loving, patient.
Yeah, but sometimes I get fucking angry.
Oh, we're the only two people that think that's funny.
It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
But we went to McDonald's about 1:30 in the morning, because, you know, they're open. Their drive-thrus are open late now. They never used to be, but they're open late now.
Yeah. Ours is open all night long.
And so we
pull. All night long.
All night long. Oh, I miss Lionel Richie.
Is he dead? Did he pass?
I don't know. Maybe we should Google it and put it in the show notes.
I think he made a country album a couple years ago.
No, that's Darius Rucker.
No, but I think Lionel Richie did too.
Really?
That's the new
Are you sure it's not Aaron Neville?
Maybe we should make a black country album. That's the thing to do.
I guess so. We would be like the Judds, but black.
And our name would be the Jugs.
The Ghetto Jugs. I like that name, the Ghetto Jugs.
Because we got ghetto boobies.
That means they're so big we got to have the extra strength. The straps are like 3 inches wide because our boobies are so big. This is so ignorant. Anyway, we went to McDonald's and we pulled up at a drive-thru. And, excuse me, I didn't want to eat a whole bunch, you know. So I was just going to get like a McChicken, only mustard. It's my favorite, you know.
A McChicken with mustard?
McChicken, only mustard, brother. And I was going to get a double cheeseburger. Sister, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Roxy. I know it sounds odd, and your dog's over here telling me this show is awful.
She's like, "What is you guys doing?"
She's like, "Your show smells like my breath." Nasty. But anyway, I digress.
You know, the last time we did this show, my mother-in-law was like, are you sure you were sober when you was doing that show? And I was like, yeah, we was completely sober.
Yeah, we don't drink when we, hey, we drink when we go to the club, we drink when we watching football, but we do not drink when we're recording.
Yeah, and we don't, you know, you can't smoke weed or anything. I tell you what, I smoke some weed, I go to bed.
Right, I know, that is not happening. Can you just imagine if we did this show smoking weed, all we would do is laugh the whole time. It would be so ignorant. It would be dumb.
It would be dumb, and it would be like 12 minutes long from start to finish. 14 seconds.
Oh, but anyway, we got to McDonald's drive-thru. I digress, okay? Oh, I already did that. And so, she said, we have to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? And I said, sure, why, bitch? I would like. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, welcome to McDonald's. You can only order value meals 3 through 7 and 11 through 14, and there's no dollar menu. I was like, what else is there to eat?
I know. Well, I was just going to say, you know, at first I was like, oh, okay.
That's a good reaction. That's, you know what? I'm glad that first reaction wasn't one of those ones when you get real pissed off.
Yeah, because I get fucking angry.
So I'm looking at the value meals and I'm like, I can't order one or two, which is just a Big Mac or a two cheeseburger. That's like a two cheeseburger, like the easiest thing you can make.
Yeah, you would think too. You're like, oh, you're going to come at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, just.
Why would you not have the most popular menu item available?
Right, but so I, you know, I didn't want to get mad.
I get fucking angry.
So I just ordered a quarter pound of only mustard because that's number 3. And that was one. And she goes, okay, for your drink, would you like Coke or Dr. Pepper?
Coke or Dr. Pepper?
That's all you could get.
Why? You get large fry and you get a diet soda.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even get a Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper. She said, Coke or Dr. Pepper? Well, I don't like Coca-Cola. It makes my teeth grindy.
Like his own Coke?
People can't see it.
So you look like Josh Todd from Buck Cherry when you do that.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. That's a Steve Earle reference. You just like, you naming off bands and people's names. That's
yeah. Good. People's like, what's two black people doing listening to Steve Earle and Buck Cherry for?
Just goes to show we like shitty music. Anyway. So we pull up and we waited for like, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Something like this. Long time. I was drunk.
You was drunk. You know when Vanessa is drunk. When her finger and her thumb go between her eyes over her nose. And that's the make this car stop spinning. Please, Jesus, make this car stop spinning. I noticed. That's why I turned off the heat. But anyway, I digress. So we get up there and she practically throws the bag at us. Like she was throwing the bag at us before I even gave her the money.
Yeah.
I should just drove off and said, fuck you, bitch. Cracker. Cracker ass bitch working at McDonald's at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Fucking honky.
Fucking honky. What are you doing on a Friday night, honky?
Working at McDonald's because you dumb ass.
Because you're stupid. You're a dumb bitch.
I didn't have anything, so I was just making shit up.
I know how you get when you get angry. You're fucking mad.
I'm usually really peaceful, but I can get fucking angry.
Oh, I've seen you angry so many times. Do you remember that one night when we took the kids to the park and they was throwing around the football and this guy came walking through like the pathway in the middle of the kids throwing and you were like, hey, move. The kids are playing. And he said, fuck you, bitch. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He said, fuck you, black bitch. What'd you do?
I got angry.
I'm fucking angry.
I thought you was talking about the time when I had them 3 Michelob Ultras and I got in a fight with two guys for no reason.
Oh, that's when we went camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happened. I was just crazy that night.
You went cray-cray on their asses. You was like, bitch, I had three Michelob Ultras. You saying jokes about my feet, and I'll kill you, motherfucker. I think you pulled your gun out, didn't you?
I probably did. I don't remember.
Yeah, you was drunk.
And then I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. That didn't happen.
And then, so don't go to McDonald's. Basically, the moral of this story is do not go to McDonald's at 1 o'clock in the morning unless you like quarter pounder.
Yeah, unless you're a communist and you don't like having choices. We live in America.
This ain't Canada. This ain't Ukraine.
Yeah, what if I want a Big Mac and two cheeseburgers? But no, I can't get this shit.
Well, that makes me mad because don't... pardon me. Hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. I can take a drink. A Tanqueray. Feel free to fill in the gap.
I was just waiting for you to start coughing.
Anyway, this is... If your corporation is going to be open and advertise being open and not say, we are open, kinda... We have some stuff to eat.
We got the maintenance man in here cooking you some burgers.
Right.
And he don't know how to slather that special sauce on his buns.
So my thing is like on the marquee where it says 25 billion fat asses made. Right underneath it should say, but late at night, you can only have some stuff.
Some stuff.
I'm sorry. It was wrong of us to get angry like this.
I get fucking angry.
I know you do. That's why I'm trying to tell the listeners. We are sorry, but it just makes us upset.
Real upset. It's fucking angry.
So we got home. We got home. We kicked it for a little bit. We updated our statuses on Facebook.
Yeah, we did.
And we're going to start giving out our... Now that we've done two shows, we're going to make our own Facebook page.
Oh, shit. Wow, we should have maybe talked about that.
Hey, buddy, it's live radio. I mean, hey, sister, it's live radio.
Live radio recorded maybe a month ago. We don't know yet.
Right. Well, we got one more segment coming up for you. But before that, we wanted to... We were picking songs. We were just going all crazy and picking songs. But the next song, there isn't a song about McDonald's. There's a McDonald's rap. It's 30 seconds long, and it's stupid.
It's very stupid.
So we picked out another White Cracker song by a man named Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Oh, Bob Seger. What? What is it?
I don't think he's French. It's Bob Seger. He's not the moves.
And he wears glasses. The best kind of glasses if the sun is bright.
$9.99 at your local gas station.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Seger with Night Moves.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song.
We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our 9 months, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on our 9 months, mm-hmm. And it was summertime, mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.
Sniff your finger.
Oh, girl, you nasty.
Bitch,
you
so cray-cray.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is Heather and Vanessa Eat a Mexican. No. God damn it.
It's Eat
Mexican. We don't eat a Mexican.
No, nobody ate a Mexican. Nobody blew a Mexican. Nobody fucked a Mexican.
Well, speak for yourself.
Ooh, you get some action at the restaurant earlier?
Well, you're jumping the gun.
What?
So,
as we
alluded to earlier, tonight, after we got up from our hangovers,
nasty Ivory Tanqueray.
You were just mad. You were still mad at Ivory.
I tell you, I was peaceful most time, but sometimes I get fucking angry.
I know. I hate it too. But anyway, you digress. We went to have Mexican tonight.
Mexican food, not a Mexican. You think they make Mexican male prostitutes?
Hmm.
El prostitutos?
Prostitos? They could. Maybe we'll have to look that up on the internet for the next episode.
Oh, maybe.
If there is ever another episode.
I have a feeling there's...
I think we hit gold the first time and the second time, not so much. And the second 0.5 time, really not so much.
I was like, the second time? What are you talking about?
The moldy basement tapes.
Yeah. Does it come out in 2027?
Yes. Anyway, tonight we went out and we went to the local Mexican restaurant. And you had a margarita.
Yep.
A little hair from the dog that bit you.
Or, yeah,
as we say in the hood, a little fist from the man that beat you. How was the margarita?
Margarita's good. That's what I was to get a margarita. Margarita, rice, and beans.
That sounds like a rap song. Margarita, rice, and beans.
I should write a rap song about it.
You should, a country rap song to put on our album. Hood Jugs. Available on iTunes.
No, we just put it on Reverb Nation. Everybody can download it for free. Because we don't need to make money or nothing. We just give our music away for free.
Yeah. I'll stick it to the man. Anyway, so. Oh. So, there was an incident while we were eating. Now, see, when I eat, when I go out to eat, I'm very particular, except at Taco Bell. But, anyway.
And McDonald's, because they don't give you any choice.
Right, yeah, you can't be picky. We talk a lot about food on this show. Food and pussy. Food, pussy, and white bitches.
I wonder why we're so fat. That's all we talk about is food.
I know. It seems like that's when all the fun stuff happens to us. Anyway, I got fajitas because I love to hear them sizzle when they come out.
Fajitas?
First of all, they brought fajitas. Good job. Oh, yeah.
That's all I got is fajitas.
Oh, okay.
And so, jalapenos.
Jalapenos. So I ordered fajitas, half chicken, half steak, because I never know what I want. And they brought it out. Guess what?
Let me guess. It was half chicken, half steak.
No, I wish it was. It was all steak. I said, take it back, you little Mexican. You little greasy, slimy, stinking Mexican. Take it back. And I found that you should not do that to your server.
Is we going to be racist to all races on this show?
Yeah, because that way nobody can say that we're racist because we're racist to everybody.
Because we just hate everybody? Okay.
We hate everybody. That's my motto. I'm Heather, and that's my motto. I hate everybody. Anyway, excuse me. Ooh, girl.
Damn. You leading into the next thing already?
No, I'm just saying. The Mexican's coming out. Anyway.
Like Taco Bell, it don't stick with you for very long.
All right. So they bring it to me, and I said, I want extra cheese, extra lettuce, no guacamole, and no saquin. Okay,
I got you.
They brought out a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of cheese. So I said, I'd like to have some extra cheese.
And then what happened?
Well,
did he spit in your cheese?
I don't know, because we took our friend with us.
Tyrone?
Yes, we took Tyrone with us. And he was like, girl, you don't be sassy to these Mexicans. They'll spit in your food.
That's not what Tyrone sound like.
How does Tyrone sound then, asshole?
I was trying to figure out he's...
How does Tyrone sound?
I wish Tyrone was here and not upstairs sleeping in his bed.
Are you and Tyrone dating?
No. He's just sleeping upstairs.
That is weird, girl. Is he paying rent?
No, but I was hoping he's still sleeping when I get upstairs, you know, do a little something, something.
Something to something. Hey, all the best to you. Anyway, so they brought me my extra cheese, and he's like, you better be careful, you didn't spit. And then I was done eating, I was full. And Tyrone said, you didn't use all your cheese.
Uh-oh. Wow, I'm sorry. That was...
Uh-oh.
You know, we record these shows, I had the best time of my life.
With only two people that think that after they listen. Anyway, so he put, when I wasn't looking, he put all the rest of the cheese on my last fajita, tortita.
Fajita?
Fajita bendita. And I tried to eat it, but it was just too cheesy. And then it was time for the bill. That is always an awkward situation when we go out. Why is that?
Well, it's because, you know, I like to treat you like the princess you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I take care of you.
This is awkward. I'm Heather, and this is awkward.
But you just like everything to be even, so it don't work out that way sometimes.
Anyway. So I end up giving you some money for my half of my fajita.
Fajita?
Fajita. Fajita.
I don't have it. I was going to try to think of something else to say after that. But
Where was the jokes in this segment that you had?
Well, you keep talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you think of dinner, Vanessa? I'm sorry. I'm taking over the show, and I know how that bothers you and how it makes you fucking angry.
I was getting fucking angry.
I tell you, same thing that happened last night. You know, we went to Taco Bell.
It always happens with Mexican food. I eat it, and it don't stay long with you. So I just get gassy.
It's like in like a lion. Oh, in like a lamb, out like a lion.
Yeah, I get gassy.
Ooh.
You know, I just fart. And sometimes there's, you ever have a warm fart?
Oh, just about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. When you have a warm fart, you know, you got to walk away because otherwise it's going to be stanky.
Yeah. Did you have one of those?
Yeah. I tell you know what happened? It's me and Tyrone, or actually it was Terrell, my other kid.
Your other little kid? Because Jerome's in jail. We really got to write this shit down so we remember.
If
we're going to reference stuff from other episodes, we need to write shit down. Your family tree is big.
Well, it might have been Maniqua.
Maniqua? Yeah. Yeah. I think
but
it was
Maniqua. You ever fought so hard, you make somebody else have to go, oh, wait, I think I got to go to the bathroom.
Girl, that's a fight. When you fart and your offspring have to poop, that is a fart, man.
It's like a yawn. You know, you yawn and everybody else in the room's got a yawn.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, though, I every time I fart, though, I'll just be happy it's not a queef. I tell you, the worst thing about a queef.
Wait for it, folks. Wait for it.
We got to get ourselves together.
What's the worst thing about a queef?
You ever have a warm queef? That's some stinky pussy shit.
Pussy shit. Okay.
Warm queef is pussy shit.
I didn't expect it to go there, but that works. You're very descriptive, Vanessa. When you do finally talk, you're very descriptive. But when I get a queef, a woe queef, also known as a pussy shit, I get fucking angry. Oh, Vanessa.
But stinky queefs are the worst. Tell you, when your man come up behind you and you move just the right way, and you go, and he'd be like, "Damn, girl, what was that?" I mean, I saw my pussy just fart.
We are the stupidest people on the face of the earth. Oh man. So anyway, that was our weekend. At a glance. I would digress, but there's no need to go back to any of these stories. I think we have covered them all as adequately as possible. But we do have time for one more song.
Ooh, one more song?
Sure. Let's spice it up with something a little Chicano. Mexicano.
Elbino?
Elbino, that's for farts, right? When you have the diarrheas.
Yeah.
That's good, Vanessa. That
I wonder, do they make a... I don't even know. El Puzo?
Okay. I think everybody has stopped listening for this. So why don't you introduce the last song?
Maybe we should have done that segment first.
Maybe so. That way they wouldn't have had to wait so long to turn it off.
Oh, wow, let's play some Mavericks with the... where did it go? It's on here somewhere.
All you ever do...
is bring me down.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this was...
Heather and Vanessa
eat a Mexican...
Yeah. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.